Hello, and a lovely welcome to all of you. I guess everyone must be busy prepping up for the Valentine's Day. As we all know, love knows no reason. Love knows no season. If there's love, it remains forever. So everyone is excited about the upcoming day of love, the Valentine's Day. It is considered not only the day of love, but also this entire month is considered as the month of love. Also because it's the most beautiful time of the year. But do we really know what love is? So ahead of this Valentine's Day, let's understand what love actually is through this piece full of spiritual love by Dr. Pramod Pathak. Understand love this Valentine's Day. Love is difficult to define. From platonic to amorous, divine to mundane, it has diverse connotations, and societies have always been inimical to love, except for certain rigidly defined relationships. Yet, love is natural and eternal, the basis of all relationships. But love cannot be defined in terms of relationships. It is pure and intense affection, a deep attachment, free of all trappings. Valentine's Day, supposed to be the festival of love, is celebrated to commemorate the feast day of Saint Valentine, an early Christian martyr commonly regarded as the patron saint of lovers. The legend goes that Saint Valentine was martyred on February 14. Lovers exchange affectionate messages and gifts on this day. Traditionally, this practice began in 18th century Europe, and various plausible explanations are given for this initiation. One widely accepted theory relates it to the medieval European belief that the birds begin to mate on that date. This notion probably suggested that lovers should exchange messages and gifts on February 14. Once the custom was established, Valentine came to be applied both to the persons and their token of affection. With the development of the postal system in the present organized form, the greeting card industry institutionalized the practice. The religious significance of the day is now overshadowed by the non-religious customs associated with it. But still, Valentine's Day symbolizes love relationships in all its warmth and purity, aberrations notwithstanding. Love, being the basis of life, is supposed to be the most important attribute of God. In the New Testament, God's goodness, love, and grace are all virtually synonymous, and the most characteristic of the three terms is love. Classical Greek literature distinguishes two kinds of love, eros and agape. Eros is the desiring love evoked by the desirable qualities of the beloved. This love depends upon the lovableness of its objects. God's love for mankind is denoted by agape, the giving love, unconditional and universal. It is given to someone not because he has some special characteristics, but because he is. The nature of agape is to value a person in such a way as to actively seek his or her deepest welfare and fulfillment. That is why it is said that love is God and God is love. God's universal love for His creatures is rooted in the very nature of God, who is our refuge and strength, a very pleasant help in trouble. It is infinite, divine, pure, and absolute. This is why God is thought of as Lord and King as well as Father. The divine commands come with the accent of absolute and unconditional claim, a claim which may not be weighed in the balance with any other interest whatsoever, not even life itself. The element of demand is an expression of the divine love, seeking the best that lies potentially within man. Even between human beings, there is nothing so inexorably demanding as a love that seeks a highest good and could not be content that we be less than our potential best. Love transforms the very nature of man. The story of Pygmalion in ancient Greek literature is a classic example of the transformational power of love. The beholder's eye does the trick. Similar ideas can be found in the famous Indian epic Srimad Bhagavat, which is one big love story. Lord Krishna's love is eternal and legendary. It is the importance of this love that is reflected in the saga of Radha and Krishna. In fact, in the temples, Radha and Krishna are worshipped, and Radha was Krishna's lover and not wife. Such is the reverence of pure love. In fact, the dividing line between bhakti and love is very thin. The legend of Mirabai illustrates this. The enigmatic character of love and its divine power has been held in awe by all cultures. From Mozart to Kabir, all see love as the soul of a genius. The original idea was only one, that God created man. The rest is all reproduction. So I hope you like this piece, and I hope you start loving God as God loves us all. Have a very nice Valentine's Day and an exceptionally nice month. Take care.